Jimmy McGrath was only 17 years old when he passed away in an unprovoked attack, and it left all of Connecticut in shock after what happened. Joining us today, it's Kevin McGrath, his father, and Sean Rabinowitz. He's the chair of the Gulf Committee because they've come together to form an incredible foundation, the Jimmy McGrath Foundation, which aims to help children that have mental issues like depression and anxiety.
Sure. What I always say is our foundation, really, Jimmy started it when he was alive. He was really just a true friend to a lot of students at prep and kids in the Shelton community that really needed help. He'd take you under his wing. He'd help you practice if you needed. He was really out there. And I never realized that while he was alive because he never really talked about it. Mm-hmm. But after his passing, everyone would come up to me to this day of, you know, how Jimmy really impacted their lives. Then after his death, we had the Shelton prep lacrosse game. We played it that week. In our community, we had two of Jimmy's friends passed in that year. One was injured in a boating accident. Another one was a sailor who, you know, he took his life a month to the day before Jimmy passed. So I just looked out into the sea of blue and really saw the pain on everybody's face. So it's like, what do we do to help our community heal? And then truth of the matter is, you know, what led up to Jimmy's death? It was an unprovoked, and, you know, there was a few stabbings that night. So it's like, you know, what led those individuals to do something like that? So I really want to understand.
Such young people, too. Like, so yeah. Young, like 16 years old. What? It's a lot. And there had to be a lot going on in their heads. So I think that this is a huge focus. I think as a parent myself, you see it with your kids. And you want to be able to help them in every way possible. So now that the foundation has been established, like, what are the major goals?
Sure. Well, the major goal is really to understand what's going on with our children.
Yeah.
Right? It's changed a lot. The mental health crisis. When I grew up, you know, there are some kids that did have issues. But now it seems like it's 40% of the classroom.
Right.
So we really want to understand that. We wanted, what Jimmy did while he was alive, he did love to volunteer with Sean at the Special Olympics. He volunteered for Bridgeport Youth Lacrosse that really helped the kids in Bridgeport understand the game, and he loved it. So we really want to give back to the youth athletic programs because we think those programs are really important for mental health. But if you look at who we've been working with, Bridgeport Youth Lacrosse, the Wakeman Boys and Girls Club, it's much more than just athletics. It's after-school programs that really teach the kids responsibility, mm-hmm. respect for the individual. We're also working with Chick Rosnick's Boxing Club, which, you know, really it's another outlet. You know, some kids that do have anger issues to go out and, you know, punch the heavy bag a little bit. Mm. And then this way, you know, everyone, you know, try to not take your anger out on another individual. I mean, we just saw what happened last week with that poor boy in East Haven that was stabbed.
Right.
We really want to get out in front of this.
Yeah, there's a need, obviously, for camaraderie and the fact that people feel like they can approach people and talk to people, right? And some sort of healthy way to work out things. Like, everybody has anxieties. Everybody gets upset. Everybody has emotions. And some of us deal with them better than others. But, you know, there has to be some sort of healthier outlet other than this.
Totally agree.
All of those programs and that work obviously takes funds. Right? You know, to put those things in motion, it's not just the time that's donated. So you guys have put together a fantastic event, right? This golf tournament looks like it's going to be a huge success. What's going on with that?
So, yeah, so the golf tournament is on June 26th, Monday. It was one of those, during his wake, a lot of the prep dads came up. It's like, you know, gave the condolences. And it was like, okay, when's the golf tournament? So, you know, Sean really has put this together and has worked on it. So, Sean, if you'd like to give all the details.
Yeah, sure. So it's going to be a great event. And I think one of the things that you could always say about Jimmy was Jimmy loved having fun. And so when we said we were going to do this golf tournament, not only was it going to be a golf tournament, not only was it going to be a fundraiser, but we needed to make sure that everyone attending had fun. And not just playing golf, but we also have the dinner as well. So as Kevin said, it's June 26th. It's at Smith Richardson in Fairfield, Connecticut. We're teeing off at 11 o'clock. We are sold out in golf, and a credit to Jimmy and who he was and how he gave to people. People were amazing in their support and giving back. 8 days, we wow. sold 36 foursomes out.
Right.
It felt like overnight. So that was amazing. But what we still have left is we still have sponsorships. So poll sponsors, some major sponsors, and more importantly, we have a huge dinner. And that was also, you know, attributed to Jimmy. Was he was very inclusive. So Jimmy always tried to include everyone. So, hey, if you didn't play golf, we'd love for you to come have dinner at Smith Richardson. Dr. DeJesus arranged the band. We have a full band all night. We have acoustic happy hour, a raffle, and a silent and live auction as well. So there really is something for everyone, and it's going to be a great day. It's a lot of fun. It will be a great way to continue Jimmy's legacy.
I would imagine at this dinner there's going to be quite a few stories being told and shared. And we talk about, you know, trying to do this outreach and talking with people with their families and youth. Like, this would be an incredible opportunity for somebody who doesn't know where to put that energy or maybe has some questions too. I mean, you're going to be able to network like crazy at this event.
I think there's going to be people from all walks of life.
Sean, if people want to find out how they can get tickets to the dinner, if they want to be part of the sponsorship program, especially since this is a local community thing. So if you're a business owner in the local community, you want to get involved. Where do they go? What do they do?
Thank you, Anna. www.jimmymcgrathfoundation.org.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sean.
The one thing I'd like to add is just what Jimmy did for the community, you know, his death, although tragic, he has brought so many people together, even coming here. Just the way he has brought the community together and how, you know, supportive they've been to my family has just been amazing. Somebody said, he goes, how do you say amazing after a tragedy like that? But just the community support has just been overwhelming for us. And I'd like to thank everybody that has been there for us.